Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big in the USA. I'm Sassy, and today we'll just jump right into it. Now, we all like to hum and sing songs from our past. They just come up from your subconscious, and you don't really realize that you're doing it. And I was humming the other day something from my past, something that was approved by my extremely Christian parents. And I just couldn't help laughing because I started comparing it to how much the world has truly changed and just people's concepts of things. Now, we all know how can I word this? Women's liberation has become more popular, more prevalent. How we're told to view individuals. But let me just pull this up as far as what I'm exactly talking about. Okay, we have this old song from a lovely movie called Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, as we can see here. Oh, where we go? Oh, it's not working the way I thought. Okay. Okay. Guess we'll have to do it that way. These are the words to this lovely song called Bless Your Beautiful Hide. You know, like an animal skin. I know that puts women in such a great light. But I just thought we could quickly just read them over, because when he sings the song, not every single word is as clear as it could be, because the stuff that happens around him and behind him is also equally funny, in my opinion. So just go, bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet. So they haven't met yet. But I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me. Perfect stranger. Totally a guy move. Bless your beautiful hide. You're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm staking my claim, lest your eyes is crossed. So basically, you're not worth anything if you have a medical condition. Okay. I'd swap my gun. I'd swap my mule. Though whoever took it would be one big fool. Or pay your way through cooking school. A little bit confused by that. I always thought it meant that he'd trade something so you can improve your cooking. So cooking is, you know, subjective as long as you learn how. If and you would say I do, like if you marry me, I'll pay for your cooking school. Bless your beautiful hide. Prepare to bend your knee and take that vow. I'm hoping he doesn't say if that's mutually exclusive or not. Cannot project. Because I'm telling you now, you're the gal for me. So if you're just a humble person, we'll get along great. Pretty and trim, but kind of slim. So no fatties. That's still so true of most men. Heavenly eyes and just the right size. That could be anybody. But of course, the girl in the movie that they got to be this person is a very skinny, blonde, blue-eyed woman. So how stereotypical of when this movie was made. She's got to be the right bride for me. Bless her beautiful hide wherever she may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me. Okay. Now to watch.
Bless your beautiful hide wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me.
Morning, ma'am.
Morning. Mama, Papa, watch you.
Bless your beautiful hide. You're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm mistaken my claim, lest your eyes is crossed. Oh, I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule, though whoever took it would be one big fool.
Thanks, Adam.
Or pay your way through cooking school, if in you would say I do.
Morning, ma'am.
Morning, backwoodsman.
Nice day for marrying.
That's a right good idea.
Oh, Lem, I thought you'd never ask me.
Bless your beautiful hide. Prepare to bend your knee. And take that vow, cause I'm a-telling you now, you're the gal for me. Pretty and trim, but kinda slim. Heavenly eyes, but oh, that size. She's gotta be right to be the bride for me. Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. Pretty and trim, but not too slim. Heavenly eyes and just the right size. Simple and sweet. And sassy as can be. Bless her beautiful hide. Yes, she's the girl for me.
Okay. Thoughts on that? She kept sawing with the axe, who proved that woman had never chopped wood a day in her life. Not that with Jane Powell's long, illustrious career that she'd ever need to. I kind of like the part where she was standing up for herself a wee bit. It's this whole male ideology of that whole humble woman take a knee thing. Unless you're playing football. Nobody's taking knees anytime, anywhere, any place. But yeah, that was the song I found myself singing from my childhood. You could call it the subjugation of women, but you could also say just how people view other people, and it really is a snapshot from history. But yeah, if you need a family-friendly, no profanity movie, or a historical thing that you can analyze with your children versus brainwashing them into how to see men and women, it's not a bad movie. There's a lot of singing and dancing, which I swear, how people don't end up gay based on how much singing and dancing there is in this movie, I don't know how, because like, if you truly, truly analyze the entire movie, like when they're wearing boots, they're wearing dancers' boots, not wearing farm boots. You know, they're wearing, I mean, the pants are so tight in this movie that they're all wearing almost like ballerina type male leotards, basically. So, like I said, I don't know how people don't end up being gay after watching the entire movie, because there's seven brides with seven brothers and the brothers are not ugly. But just saying, and of course, the girls are wearing 5,000 layers and very period correct for being, it was filmed, I believe, back in the 60s, but they're supposed to be portraying the early 1800s. So this really is from history. But yes, I mean, can you imagine, you know, the opinions of, just ask any lesbian about what that would be like. What do you mean, bless their hide? Yeah, if you want to be cheap and shallow, and in the movie, he really does marry that girl, like, within the next 5 minutes of the movie. But it also portrayed a time when that was a little bit more acceptable. And they had their rough patches, but they never once separated. Now, did they live together? No, but they worked it out. They found a happy medium, even though he's slightly misogynistic. Egotistical, assumptive. I mean, that girl didn't have to marry him. She had a job, she had money coming in, and she got to do what she generally liked, so to speak. I mean, you can find joy in, I mean, I've cut firewood Never used an axe because we had a log splitter, but there's joy in work, which can bring you more joy than a man can sometimes. Like I said, if it makes you cry, don't stay. Unless it's good tears. But otherwise, sometimes work is better than some things. But yeah, opinions on bless your beautiful eye. Please leave them in the comments below. And was this part of your childhood? Because we weren't allowed to watch a lot of stuff, and this was on the approved list. And the approved list was so short, we watched the same things. Like, it's the same movies every week. So to say I probably have every single line of this movie permanently on my brain is logically probably true. I mean, I'd say so. But yes, please comment below what you think. Have a good one, y'all. Please like and subscribe.